All right, so picture this. You're walking into your science lab, right? Sun streaming through the window. You're totally pumped for a year of mind-blowing experiments. And then bam, you open the storage cupboard and it's like a science fair exploded in there.
Oh, don't even get me started.
Beakers balanced on graduated cylinders like some kind of chaotic game of Jenga, rogue test tubes rolling around.
And don't forget that one crucial Bunsen burner you can never find.
Oh, tell me about it. Makes you wish for a magic wand or at least like a personal organizer who speaks fluent periodic table.
Right.
Well, today we're diving into a solution that might be the next best thing, Gratinels. They're often called the go-to for science storage in schools, and we're here to see if they actually live up to all the hype.
And we're going in armed with more than just wishful thinking. We've got excerpts from their product catalog ready to break down not just what they offer, but why their whole approach has made them a global name in classroom organization.
Love it when we come prepared. Okay, so the catalog very boldly states that Gratinels is the number one brand in school science storage, 35 plus years in the game, global presence. But I gotta ask, is this just really good marketing, or is there some actual substance behind this bold claim?
Honestly, what really stood out to me going through all this material is how deeply they seem to understand the everyday challenges that educators face.
Yeah.
It's not just about slapping some plastic together, you know.
For sure.
When they use phrases like crucial preparation or tough environment, heavy educational use, it really resonates because you can tell they have actually thought about what it's like in the trenches of a science classroom
Yeah.
day in and day out.
That tough environment thing, oh my gosh, I can't even tell you how much that resonates with me.
Right.
I remember this one time back in high school, some rogue tennis ball, it's a long story, but it managed to take out an entire shelf of beakers, like it was a massacre.
Oh no.
So, yeah, durability. That's non-negotiable when it comes to classroom storage.
100%. And that's where Gratinels seems to really excel. Like they're going above and beyond just
Yeah.
holding stuff to actually anticipating the chaos that can happen in a classroom.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, they talk about this special polymer they use in their construction. Incredibly strong, impact resistant, practically indestructible. So perfect for when that rogue tennis ball makes a reappearance.
Music to a science teacher's ears, I'm sure. But okay, let's move on from just how durable it is for now and talk about the actual system. What are we working with here? Are we talking those like clunky metal cabinets from our childhood?
No, not at all. Gratinels is all about modularity. So think they've got frames, trays, shelves, even trolleys, all designed to work together, mix and match style.
So you can basically tailor the system to fit your own specific needs.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool, like building blocks, but for, you know, science storage.
Exactly. And they highlight some really smart design features in the catalog that go way beyond your basic storage solutions. For example, they have these adjustable shelves and trays so you can accommodate all those different sizes of equipment,
Oh, that's clever.
which is so crucial in a science lab where you could have anything from tiny little vials to those bulky
Oh my
microscopes.
gosh, I remember the days of trying to cram awkwardly shaped equipment into spaces it clearly did not belong.
The struggle is real.
What else do they have up their sleeve?
Okay, get this. They use translucent trays
Okay.
so you can instantly see what's inside without having to, like, play detective every time you need a beaker.
Oh, that's smart.
Think of all that prep time you save.
No more frantically rummaging through opaque boxes 5 minutes before the bell rings.
Exactly,
What a
exactly.
game changer.
And then for all your heavier items, they've got these reinforced shelves and those trolleys I mentioned earlier. And let me tell you, those trolleys come with some heavy-duty casters.
Yeah.
It's clear they designed this whole system to withstand the demands of a busy, fully operational science lab.
Durability, flexibility, visibility, it's like they've thought of everything. But I'm wondering, it's not just about clever design, right? Safety has to be a major factor when you're talking about a science lab, especially when you've got potentially hazardous materials involved.
You are totally right. And Gratinels knows it too, because they address this head on. They really emphasize chemical resistant materials and secure storage options. And those are designed specifically for those potentially dangerous substances.
Okay, so they're ticking all the right boxes so far, but I am curious, how do they go above and beyond just the basics? I mean, everyone has shelves and trays, right?
And that's where things get really interesting. They've got all these small touches that really elevate the entire system. Think color-coded trays to help you stay organized, specialized inserts to keep all those smaller items from disappearing into the abyss, and even this amazing tool called the Grat Build Planner.
Okay, you can't just drop a name like that, Grat Build Planner, not tell me more. What is this thing?
Okay, so it's not like a catalog page, it's not an online shopping cart or anything. It's a straight-up virtual design tool. Like, imagine building out your dream storage setup on your computer screen before you buy anything. Like,
Whoa.
you can pick your frames, you arrange your trays and your shelves. You can even see how everything's going to fit together in your space, like based on actual measurements.
So it's like Sims, but for science teachers who are obsessed with organization,
Burning
I
hot.
have to admit that does sound pretty satisfying.
It's incredibly well done, but I think there's an even bigger point here than just having like a fun interface to play with, you know? The fact that they offer this tool shows that Grantnells really gets it. Like, they understand that teachers aren't just buying products. They're buying actual solutions to real-life problems they're facing every day. It makes them more like a partner in classroom design rather than just a supplier.
That's a really good point. It's like they're not just handing you a hammer and saying, good luck building a house. They're saying, let's drop a blueprint together first.
Exactly.
I like that. But let's, shift gears for a sec. We've talked a lot about all the cool features of the Grantnell system, but I'm curious, like, how does this actually translate to the student experience in the classroom? Because a beautifully organized lab doesn't automatically mean you have engaged students,
Well,
right?
you're absolutely right. You could have the most aesthetically pleasing, perfectly labeled, color-coordinated lab in the world, but the real magic happens when all that organization actually leads to a richer learning experience for the students.
So, how does a well-organized space help students learn better?
Well, for one, I think it really minimizes distractions. Think about it. When everything has a designated spot, students can really focus on the experiment they're doing and not on like hunting down missing goggles or detangling a drawer full of wires.
Yeah, it's like that saying, a cluttered desk equals a cluttered mind, right? So, like, a well-organized lab can actually bring a sense of calm and order, which really does wonders for concentration.
Exactly. And plus, let's not forget about safety.
Of course, yeah.
A well-organized lab is a safer lab, point blank, period. Having secure storage for hazardous materials, clear pathways, it all minimizes the risk of accidents, which is super important in a science environment.
Yeah, for sure. And when students feel safe, they're more likely to kind of take risks, to experiment, and to really embrace that joy of discovery, which is what science is all about.
Precisely. And I think that sense of exploration is fueled even more when the right tools are easy to find and access.
Totally.
Like, imagine the difference between a student who spends 10 minutes searching for a beaker versus a student who can just grab it instantly and immediately dive into the experiment.
Oh my gosh. It's like the difference between trying to cook a gourmet meal in a disaster zone of a kitchen versus like a perfectly arranged cooking show set.
Exactly.
One's going to end in frustration, the other is going to end in a culinary masterpiece.
Yeah.
100%. But I think it goes beyond just like efficiency, right? There's something about being in an organized space that, for me at least, sparks creativity.
Absolutely. When you're not feeling bogged down by all that clutter and chaos, your mind is free to wander, to make new connections, to think outside the box. A well-organized lab can actually help encourage students to approach problem-solving in more creative and innovative ways.
And when students feel that sense of ownership over their workspace, they're more invested, right? Like they're more likely to actually take pride in keeping things tidy.
Oh, for sure. It's like a domino effect. Organization just breeds more organization, and that in turn reinforces all those good habits, responsibility, problem solving, even just that feeling of accomplishment you get from creating order out of chaos, you know?
Totally. It's funny to me, something as like seemingly simple as storage can have this ripple effect, not just on the physical space, but on the whole learning experience.
Absolutely. It's so true. And I think this whole deep dive into Grantnells has been really eye-opening for me because it highlights how thoughtful design can actually go way beyond just aesthetics, you know, or even just basic functionality. It's about making a space that really, truly supports learning from every angle.
Well said. I love that. But okay, before we get too philosophical here, let's bring it back down to earth for a moment. We've thrown a lot of information at our listeners today. So for anyone listening who might be feeling a little overwhelmed, like, where do I even start?
Right. Okay. Well, first of all, breathe. You don't need to like completely overhaul your entire lab overnight.
Take a beat.
Yeah. Start small. Maybe try out like a single Grantnells trolley for your most frequently used items or a set of trays to wrangle that one chaotic drawer that's driving you crazy.
I feel seen.
Even those small changes can make a world of difference.
Absolutely. And I bet even if you're working with a small space or a tight budget, there are still ways to incorporate some of these organizational principles, right?
Absolutely. This is where you get to be creative. Repurpose things, use bins to create some clear divisions on your shelves, label everything very clearly. And remember this, organization is not about having the coolest, fanciest equipment. It's about creating a system that actually works for you and for your students.
That's such a good point, and it makes me think, like, what if we started looking at classroom organization not just as like a chore, but as an opportunity to teach these really valuable life skills?
Oh, I love that.
When students are involved in like categorizing materials, creating labels, really thinking about efficiency and flow, they're picking up skills that go way beyond just the science lab, you know?
100%. Those skills.
Their skills.
Planning, problem solving, attention to detail, they can apply those to every single part of their lives, from managing their time to tackling those really complex projects down the line.
It's amazing how something as simple as finding a place for everything and keeping it there can really set them up for success in all aspects of their life.
It really is.
So there you have it, folks. From chaotic cupboards to a beautifully orchestrated learning symphony, we've really explored how just a little organization can go a really long way.
And, you know, who knows? Maybe we've even inspired some future organizational gurus along the way. And if not, at least now they'll know where to find that Bunsen burner.
Exactly. All right, everyone, go forth and organize. We'll catch you on our next deep dive.